Welcome back. On day two of the commercial loan process mini e-course, you learned how to qualify for a traditional commercial real estate loan. You also learned that there are lenders out there who have much less strict underwriting guidelines than those traditional lenders that we talked about in day two. And these products that are less strict are known as stated income and hard money commercial mortgages. So in this bonus, I'm going to tell you more about those stated income and hard money commercial mortgages, how they work, and when they're appropriate. Okay, so let's get started. Stated income and hard money loans can be like a godsend to persons who may otherwise not qualify for traditional commercial lending. So hard money loans are made especially for people who want to purchase or refinance a commercial property that has a significant amount of equity in it. And that's because those hard money lenders generally lend anywhere between 45% to 65% loan to value. Okay, loan to value is the percentage of the value of the property that lender is willing to loan you. Okay, so for example, on a $100,000 property, 65% loan to value would be $65,000. Okay, and you'll hear me reference loan to value as sometimes you'll hear me say LTV. That's a common acronym that's used to describe loan to value. So in some rare cases, you'll see these hard money lenders go up to as much as maybe 70% LTV or even 75 LTV in some cases, you know, depending on the property, depending on your credit, depending on a few other things. But, you know, these hard money lenders are especially useful to borrowers who, say, have poor personal credit. Let's say they have a property or they want to purchase a property that has significant equity in it, then a hard money loan might be good for them. And also, if let's say you need cash fast, let's say you need to close fast, let's say you don't have the luxury of waiting the usual turnaround time of a traditional commercial loan, which can often take anywhere between 45 to 90 days or more. If you don't have that the luxury of waiting that period of time, then a hard money loan may be the most appropriate for you, okay? And that's because hard money loans tend to close the fastest of all the products. They close in as little as 15 to 30 days, where stated income loans, they don't take maybe the 90 days, up to 90 days as the traditional loans do. They maybe can come in around 30 to 45 days. So if you're really in a rush, you really need to close fast, then a hard money loan may be the best thing for you. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about stated loans. Stated income loans are made especially for self-employed borrowers. The person is self-employed and they have negative income or a very low amount of income reported on their income tax returns. And that's because maybe they were, well, let's say you were trying to maximize your write-offs. So in an attempt to maximize your write-offs, you got a great, either you had to pay low taxes or no taxes, or maybe even you got a tax return. But now your tax returns state that you only make zero income or negative income. If you walk into a traditional bank or go to a traditional lender, you just simply won't be able to get approved with that. So these stated lenders allow you to state your income and state your assets as well, meaning they won't verify it by checking your tax returns. They may not verify by checking your assets, such as your bank statements. But honestly, these days, it's very rare that you'll find stated asset lenders. You'll find more stated income loans available. Okay, so again, these loans do close faster than traditional bank loans, coming in around 30 to 45 days. And many business owners, they call in and they ask us if stated loans are still available for commercial properties despite the recent credit crunch, you know. And the real answer we're happy to say is yes, indeed they are. But the difference between stated income loans maybe before 2008 and stated income loans now are that the loan to values stated lenders are willing to finance has decreased. Okay, so once upon a time you could get a stated income loan as high as maybe 80% loan to value. Now they're kind of maxed out at about 65% loan to value. But even still, a stated income loan may be preferred over a hard money loan, as hard money loans tend to be more expensive than stated income loans. Okay, but I will say that some hard money lenders are neck and neck when it comes to competing with the interest rate. They might really be close to a stated income lender, but they might have more points or more fees up front. So when it boils down to it, usually stated income loans are still cheaper than hard money loans. Okay, so let's talk about some of the downside of both hard money and stated income loans. Okay, so they're more expensive. We talked about that. They're more expensive on the interest rates and points than traditional loans are. That's both of them, both stated and hard money. And this more expensive interest rates, these higher points, these higher fees can sometimes, you know, deter people from wanting to get these types of loans. But I will say that when you really need money now and you cannot get financed at the bank, these alternative commercial loan products, they can be worth their weight in gold. Okay, and I'm going to give you an example as to why. Let's say you're negative cash flowing on a commercial investment property right now, but your property has significant equity in it. And refinancing it maybe over 30 years, 20 to 30 years in a stated commercial loan product will decrease the payment well below the present income that the property is bringing in. So now, by means of refinancing into a stated income loan, you can actually start making a profit instead of negative cash flowing. Okay, and you would really need to make this move before your credit goes sour from missing the payments on the present mortgage because of the negative cash flow. Okay, so in this case, it would make sense to refinance into a stated income loan despite the higher interest rate, despite the higher points, despite the higher fees. Why? Because of the significant decrease in the monthly payment and the opportunity to cash flow every month instead of being the red, instead of being negative. Okay, and I also wanted to tell you about one of the best benefits of these, you know, hard money and stated loans, is that many lenders will allow the seller, if you're doing a purchase, they'll allow the seller to hold a second position seller finance note for up to 90% of the combined loan to value. So what does that mean? Okay, so the lender might finance, say, 60% LTV. And because they have less strict underwriting guidelines, they'll allow the owner to hold a seller finance note for, say, 30% loan to value. So if you add the lender's 60 and the owner's 30, you have a total of 90% loan to value. And in this case, you, the buyer, could put down as little as 10% as a down payment, which is very high leverage in commercial real estate. So on the other hand, you know, if you were to walk into your traditional bank, or even to traditional lenders and say, hey, you know, I was hoping, since you guys are financing 70% of this property, that, you know, I could get the owner to finance 20, and the owner is even willing to finance the 20%. So will you let me put as little as 10% down? Most of the times they'll turn you down altogether because they just have very low tolerance for high leverage. They want to see more skin in the game. They want to see 20 to 30% down payment from you, period, no matter what the seller is willing to do. And that's most traditional lenders. So these stated and hard money lenders can help you, again, leverage a lot more of your money because they're just less strict. Okay, so now that you understand kind of the pros and cons of hard money and stated income loans, you may think that, you know, a hard money or stated income loan is right for me. And if that's how you feel based on what you heard here, then go ahead and press 2 now and request our pre-application consultation program, and we'll, you know, help you get started right away. Okay, so thanks for listening, and we look forward to speaking with you soon. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on day 3 of the 7-day commercial loan process mini e-course. See you there.